This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me today, we have Ed on the boards. How you doing, Ed?
Doing well on a post-Hurricane Friday.
Yes. But I think a lot of us are very blessed, especially in this area, that we were really spared.
Yeah.
Really spared.
Only thing that really happened is a lot of trees got trimmed.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not so bad, really. As long as they don't hit your house, you're okay. And unfortunately, Lynn is not here today because she skirted the storms and went to Buffalo to visit her friend Frank. So, hi, Lynn. We'll see you the week after next. But with me today, I have Arlene Grasso and Lori Collins. And we're going to chat in a little bit about something that's near and dear to my heart. But the first thing I want to do is I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Janine in St. Pete, we have Mariella in Largo, and we have Jenny in Pennsylvania. And like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners. Whether you listen on AMFM, on Facebook, on YouTube, on my website, wherever, I just want to give you information. I just want to give you a shoulder. I just want to give you a laugh. Caregiving is not easy. And the good thing is, with everything that we have today, everything is recorded and recorded and recorded. So you can go back and listen to it anytime you want. Whether it's if you go to my website or my YouTube channel, whether it's the radio show or the Tuesday Tips for Caregivers or the podcast or the conferences. And I'm excited to say that the next conference is fully booked, November 13th, 14th, 15th. We will have registration open probably October 1st. Totally free for caregivers. We have 21 speakers over 3 days, totally virtual. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to find a parking spot. You don't have to find someone to take care of your loved one. And the best part is, I don't expect anybody to sit there for 3 days. I can barely do it, and I'm running the conference. But the great thing is, as long as you register, within 30 days, you will receive 21 videos of the conference to watch at your leisure, to share, or to just learn some more things that maybe you missed. So, ladies, I'm so happy that you're here today. My two biggest fears with caregivers and their loved ones is over-medication and the fall. And I think both of those go hand in hand. And I tell my caregivers all the time that the fall can be the end, because I have seen the fall be the end more than once. Sometimes the end of a person's life, but many times the total loss of their mobility or many other things. And, I'm very cognizant of it myself. Believe me, my house has, when you walk up the stairs at night, it lights up. When you go in my bathroom, the toilet bowl lights up. It's like a disco because I don't want to fall. I don't want to fall. So, Lori, tell us a little bit about yourself and Arlene, and then let's talk about what we're all doing today.
So, my name is Lori Collins, and I work at Pinellas County 911, and I am a database analyst, so I do some programming of how we dispatch fire and EMS in the county. But one of my main jobs is reaching out to the community to talk about when to call, when not to call, and how to call 911. And so along with Arlene, we've started working on tackling one of our largest problems, which is falls in the community are one of the largest calls that we get to the 911 center. So this is my 27th year at 911.
Wow. You've seen it all.
I know. And I've been in emergency services working in a fire department since I was 16.
Wow.
So if you add it up, it's been a while.
Aren't you retired?
So I think I'm about 44 years into emergency services. So I've seen all different sides of it, from the response side and from contacting for emergency help. So I'm excited to share and talk a little bit about what we're doing in the county.
Okay, and Arlene, my good friend Arlene, and you've been on the show together. We've done a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, in 2016, I started a business, Access and Design, that actually helps people stay in their homes. And I was astounded at how many calls we were getting because people fell.
Yeah.
And then they needed help in modifying their homes. So I thought, well, why not try to help them stop this?
Exactly.
and educate them on things they could do prior to the fall. Falls are the leading cause of death and injury for people 65 and older. And
it's very expensive.
It's very expensive. $50 billion was spent. The last record that the Center for Disease Control has is $50 billion spent on falls. And those are non-fatal falls, okay? And 12 billion came out of everybody's pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
somewhere.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's not only expensive to fall, it's a burden for your friends, family, businesses, your associates, your neighbors that have to help you. So
I don't want to be dependent on someone. I don't want to be dependent on someone. And there are ways we can avoid this.
Right.
So, all right, so you started finding all these people that were falling.
Right. And I joined Better Living for Seniors,
yeah.
became involved in their falls prevention committee, then chaired it, and then decided that we had to do more.
Yeah.
So we formed a coalition, which let people from other than Better Living for Seniors
right.
in, partnered with Lori here, my pal and my confidant, my best partner in the world anybody could ever have for falls. She is so devoted, and emergency management has just been so good. We rely on them because they have boots on the ground. The fire department educators are out there, and they're giving all the information to the people and helping them. And now we have formed Free Falls Free Pinellas. Now we are Falls Free Florida, encompassing the entire state. So I'm telling you, this month we have a lot of activities going on. We are reaching a lot of people, and I'm going to let Lori talk about a lot of the activities that she's done, but they're all duplicatable, and we've not only helped the people in Florida, but people from all around the United States call us.
And you know what? I am so proud to be in this community in Pinellas County and our surrounding areas, because we have professionals that want to make a difference. We have professionals that care. They're going to find answers, and we don't mind sharing.
Right.
We want to share.
Right.
Because this isn't just a Pinellas County problem. This is a problem in the entire world.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, please listen to everything we're saying here and back up with some of this stuff, because a lot of really good things are happening to bring this information. I remember when SAGES started, you know, with the first play.
Yeah.
Denying Gravity. It was so fabulous because it dealt with fall prevention in a kind of a funny way, but a serious way. And I watched people in that audience watch that show and go tap their girlfriend and go, yeah, I better get rid of them throw rugs. Or whatever the conversation was.
Yes.
And conversations that never would have been had before.
Right. We used to have health fairs, and no one really came.
No, they just come get your tchotchkes.
Yeah, right. Your free squeeze balls or whatever.
Right.
But this was the first time that entertainment was interwoven in education.
Yeah.
And over 500 people attended that premiere. And it drew the attention of the filmmakers to do the sequel, Saving Claire, documentary, which we'll be showing, you know, during Falls Prevention Month. But it's just, it was fantastic. And I see people all the time and say, that was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Because it gave them something. And it's free. It's free.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's social.
Uh-huh.
And that's a fabulous thing, too, because sometimes you just need to get out of the house for a little while.
Right.
And go with your girlfriend, and you can go to something that's free.
Right.
And I do have to say, too, is once I started seeing those plays, and I went to all of them, I said, boy, I'm going to need to be in my house forever, and I'm not getting any younger. So
yeah.
I actually worked with Arlene. I hired her company to come in and install grab bars in my bathrooms. And then I put some ramps down in the step up and step down of my house, because I knew I would eventually need them.
Yeah.
But I do have really old senior chihuahuas, and so they needed a little ramp.
Yeah.
Well, you know what my kids did? My kids came over and said, Mom, what's wrong? What are you not telling us? I said,
We
do you
saw
mean?
The ramp.
They said, what's with the ramps and the grab bars? And I said, I don't want to bother you when I'm older. So
right.
I'm going to start now.
Exactly.
Every year I'm going to do a little something.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that I live to be a super senior, and that I don't ever have to, you guys don't ever have to worry about me. I'm going to be great, and I'm going to prevent a fall.
And that's why we're going to have those conversations. I just had somebody come into my place the other day and give me an estimate on doing my bathroom over, taking that tub out, because, oh, the king of rabbits can fell in the tub and broke her ankle, you know? And I'm clumsy to begin with. But really, I don't want that to happen.
And bathrooms are one of the biggest places that we find falls. So here's two things I'll tell you. Is number one, we've seen every body shape and every body type at the fire department. So don't be embarrassed. We've seen it all. And the other thing is there's some little basic things that you can do that we could talk about today about preventing a fall in the bathroom as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit. I know one of the things we want to talk about is preventing the fall.
Yep.
So let's talk about that, because I don't think a lot of people realize that. And I think it's so important.
Yes. And at the 911 center, the second largest call we get to 911 for medical-related situations is falls. And it's super sad because, again, a lot of the times that we get that we've spoken about in facilities or at home is that this isn't their first fall.
Right.
It's just the one that's the most serious where now they need to call 911. Now, had they, the first time they fell or tripped or saw an issue, if they had reached out to family, to caregivers, to support people to say, let me fix this, or let me put in grab bars, or let me do something little, maybe we could have prevented that.
But you know what? Mom falls the first time, I can get her off the floor.
Yes.
Next time she falls, maybe I can get her off the floor too. But by the third time, I can't get her off the floor anymore. Well, she shouldn't have been on the floor three times.
Exactly.
I mean, the first time happens, okay. Hopefully not.
So last year at the 911 center, we answered 30,000 calls for falls in 30,000 calls
in Pinellas County
in 365 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? So when you fall and you call 911, and there's a number of ways to contact emergency services. Obviously, if you have an Amazon Alexa, you can alert that. You can make that call. There's a number of resources that we have at Pinellas County that we can make available to everyone, that you can actually have that emergency notification. Then also...
And sidebar, that's so important, because if you do fall and you can't notify somebody, I just talked about this the other day, my mother-in-law was on the floor for 8 hours in her apartment years ago in Virginia until the neighbor came home from work and she could hit the cane on the wall.
Yes.
And the longer you wait, the more serious it is.
The more it becomes. And so, for example, if you had an Alexa, and not everybody likes Alexa, Google Home, or those smart devices, but you don't ever have to use it. But certainly if you had one in different areas and you fell, you could make that notification. And so, for example, on one of the skills they have is called Ask My Buddy.
Okay.
And so if you enable that skill and you're on the ground and you say Alexa, or if you say the
whatever
Google
the name
Home,
is, right,
and you say ask my buddy to call my contacts, then you have already you've gone on to askmybuddy.com and you've registered your five names or up to five names. And if you say that Alexa, ask my buddy to call my contacts,
there will
be a phone call. So the phone call will go out and be a digital message that says, Lori Collins is having an emergency, please respond. Now, not everybody knows what that message is, and they don't want to answer that phone number. So then they get a digital text that says, Lori Collins is having an emergency, please respond. Now, I know it works because sometimes when I'm working from home, I'll be teaching someone over the phone what they need to do. I'll say it out loud, and then all of a sudden, she says, okay, calling your contacts.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Yeah. So then I have to hang up because now I've got to go and call everybody and say, never mind, because One of my sons is a sergeant at the sheriff's office. One of my son is a critical care nurse on all children's flight team. I've got, I have my dad in Arizona.
They'll be all flying in.
They all start calling.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that, but it's another way, again, to have multiple layers of ways to reach emergency services. If you get stuck, if you fall, if you get hurt, if you break something, I don't want you on the floor for a long period of time. And so, again, if we can get to you and get you quicker, then we're able to do that. So,
but we also don't want you calling 911 because you can't get out of your recliner to the toilet or you can't get off the toilet. Not that we don't want to help you, but how many calls did you say you had?
So, so last year we received 758,000 calls to 911. Police, fire, medical, non-emergency. We get every kind of call at 911 from what time is it? What's the weather like? How do I get to Disney? What's the best beach in town? And so we really are trying to tell people, call for a lights and sirens response.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that is that gray area, which is when you have mobility issues and you're a caregiver with someone who has mobility issues, think about the impact you have on emergency services. If you're calling two or three times a week, a day, whatever it may be, to ask for the firefighters to come out and lift your person from the bathroom to the wheelchair or from here to here. The activities of daily living are something that puts a burden on the 911 system and our first responders. Yeah. And I know one situation where we were lifting someone in their wheelchair two steps up into a house, and the fire department was very unhappy.
Because they were going there like every day about, right?
Yep, they were going there all the time. And she said, "Why are you not smiling?" And they said, "Because two blocks away, someone's having a heart attack,
and we're here."
And so we were able, in that particular situation, we have a program where we go in and help people resolve some of these multi-call problems. And so we were able to help her to get a ramp installed so that we were able to reduce those calls.
Voila.
But if you get to the point where you cannot care for your loved one or your patient or your person on a regular basis, then that's kind of a consideration where using 911 and emergency services isn't the right thing.
No, it's not.
Now, that's that gray area because, again, I don't want someone stuck somewhere. I don't want some of that. But how do we know when it's the right and wrong time? And I would say that occasionally, as you need help, I don't want something worse to happen. So if you were to try to lift them up and they were getting ready to slip or fall.
Yeah, and then you both go down.
Then that's when you're going to need some help. But if it's on a regular basis, we've got to make some changes.
And there's help out there for whatever you need. Believe me. You just have to reach out. There are grants. There are neighbors that want to help you. There are family that will help you if they know what's going on. And it's nothing to be ashamed about. I think it's something to be proud about. I am proud that my house is fall free, I feel. I am very proud of that. Because who wants to fall? Who wants to get hurt? What have you seen, Arlene?
Well, I'm really happy that a lot of the communities are stepping up now. I just met with St. Petersburg, and they have a new program. They have it used to be a volunteer program, like a best buddy program. They would come out and build ramps for people, churches. They would get churches to do it. Now they have an entire department in the city that will come out and help people. They also have gotten a lot of money and grants. A lot of the cities have grant money to help you. If you're in a mobile home, that's the worst, that's the hardest part to get money if you have a mobile home. But there is an organization, it's a 501c charitable organization for lending from the state of Florida, and it's called SELF, the Solar Energy Loan Fund. Now, they were the only people who will give loans to people in mobile homes. So you can, if your roof is damaged, okay, if you have had flood damage or anything else like that, they have low-cost interest loans that are available to you. If you have bad credit because you have a lot of hospital bills, not to worry. Uh-huh. They will give you the money at low interest, and it's a very easy loan to get. So it's called Self Solar Energy Loan Fund.
Right.
And you'd think, oh, it's only for solar energy. No. It's for absolutely everything. And they have a ton of money for people who need disability modification.
Yeah, and use it. You know, when COVID started, my daughter's a hairdresser, and she was going to some of the seniors' houses doing their hair at the house because they were afraid. Well, then she's seeing their houses, and some of them are a disaster, and this one man lived in a mobile home. And she said, Mom, there's a gaping hole in the floor, and he has a piece of plywood laying on top of it, and he can't even wheel his wheelchair around. So I called my friend Joel Quattlebaum and said, could you please do a welfare check for me? And a couple days later, he calls me and he says, Harry's getting a brand new floor and a wheelchair ramp from a grant.
Yeah.
So reach out. There is help. And if it's not, and it could be as easy as a neighbor just coming over and helping you with some stuff. Just getting rid of some stuff, getting some stuff out of your way.
Right. And if you're really not sure where to go or who to talk to, your local senior center is armed with an arsenal of information, of resources. Our coalition this year, due to Jane Merlin from the Department of Human Services over at Pinellas County Health, and Jason Martino and Terry Toner from Area Agency on Aging in Pinellas Pasco, put together a fantastic resource list. And the reason why I wanted them to do it, and they wanted them to be the focal point of resources, because they should be.
Yeah.
Okay. So that there's one point of resource in Pasco Pinellas. You call your Area Agency on Aging. If you're in West Palm Beach, you call your Area Agency on Aging. If you're in Broward County, your Area Agency on Aging is listed.
If you're in Michigan.
Yes. It's all over the United States, okay? And they are there to help you. They will gather the resources, and if all else fails, call Lori or myself.
Call me.
Call Linda.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And that's why I say we're very glad. I'm so blessed to work with the people, because if I don't have the answer, I know somebody that has the answer.
And I'll tell you, the more I got involved with this, from emergency services over to working with our coalition partners, there is a solution to just about every problem that's out there. It's just finding it and asking the questions. And sometimes, again, you don't know the question to ask, but we can help you find the answer to those questions. And that's one of the most successful things about our coalition, is that we've gotten all of the partners together who care for our seniors and our super seniors. And, you know, we're there, you know, we're getting to the point where we want to make sure that we are taking care of everyone.
Well, right now there might be a little problem if we don't hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementia. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills. He also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
My mom was getting older, but she was able to live pretty independently until recently. When her case manager told me she would be discharged from rehab in just a few days, I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that she couldn't go back living alone at home. So that's when I contacted Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. My Senior Living Concierge, Lisa, was there for me through the whole process and was a free service for us to compare in-home care options and how that cost would compare to assisted living. With Lisa's help, we found a great new home for Mom, and she is thriving. Take it from me. Don't go through this journey alone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Baldwin, co-founder and president of Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. We're a free placement and concierge service for families to help compare senior living communities and find the best place for you or a loved one. Call us today at 727-314-6451 or find us online at sunwaysseniorliving.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And like they say, you're not going to buy a house without a real estate broker. So call Sunway's Senior Concierge if you need help and start early and seeing different places that you might want to move into in the future. Because the best thing is to be prepared. And when the time comes, I want to make the decision. And if I know now I like this place, this place, this place, and this is what I want, it helps my family a lot too.
Absolutely.
So ladies, let's talk about all the buzz that's going on with Fall Prevention Week and all that stuff coming up.
Oh, we got a lot of stuff happening.
A lot. Now, Arlene gets around and she gets things going.
Well, I'm so excited this year because there are so many people involved all around the state that we're having so many activities, and it's just absolutely wonderful. But locally, we are having, of course, that Denying Gravity play.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to tell you that one of the performances in Tarpon Springs is completely sold out, but if you want to, you can go out to Tampa on the 23rd of September from 2 to 3 at the Carrollwood Cultural Center, and then at the Central in Largo on the 30th of September at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, and that's again 2 to 3:30. And of course, on October 15th from 2 to 3:30, they're having the Denying Gravity play in Spanish Ruth Eckert Hall.
That'll
Murray
be the
Theater.
Premiere.
Yeah, so that's so exciting. And if you want more information or want to reserve a spot, which we totally suggest, because we don't want you to go there and it's sold out.
No.
And standing room only is not good at our age.
No.
So it's Sages, S-A-G-E-S, dot, the, oh no, it's all
nope.
one word.
The Sages
Theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R.org.
Yeah.
SagesTheater.org.
Free tickets.
Yep. Free tickets, and I've had people that told me they actually cried and they laughed.
Yeah.
At different parts of this play. And it's live theater.
Yeah.
You know, where can you go for free live theater? And then you're going to take something home with
it.
You. You're going to be educated, and you're really going to say, you know, I should have thought about that. I should have done this.
Sparks
maybe I need to do that. So it is wonderful, and it might help you prevent a fall. That's the most important.
And thank you so much, Linda Goldman and Christine Hamacher.
Yes, yes. I love
both
Linda Goldman. Has, she has done more than just falls prevention, but this is really what kickstarted her second career, encore career, you know.
Yeah.
And on Monday, September 25th in Pinellas Park, the Pinellas Park Fire Department, Aaron Giblin, is having a fall safety carnival for seniors at the Senior Center in Pinellas Park. She's going to have games, refreshments, and loads of information to be given out. The Sunshine Center in St. Petersburg has a total amount. We've devoted an entire week for the Sunshine Center. In fact, if you're the mayor of St. Petersburg will be giving a proclamation announcing Falls Prevention Week, which is the 18th, okay, to the 22nd of September. And on the 14th, he's going to read the proclamation. And, of course, we're very excited about that because he's very involved. He likes our seniors, and he does whatever he can for them.
Well, we have a few seniors around here.
Yep. What did they say? The gateway to heaven is St. Petersburg?
Yeah.
So on Monday the 18th, we're showing the film Saving Claire, which is the story of how Linda Goldman got started writing Denying Gravity. And then it weaves in experts talking about what you can do to help prevent falls. And the fire department is going to be giving out popcorn, and afterwards we'll have a discussion with a panel of experts.
I know some people just go there to see the firemen and get the popcorn.
Absolutely. That's why I'm going. And that's from 10:45 to 11:45 again on Monday the 18th. On Tuesday, on the 20th, from 9:30 to 10:45, Carol Ware, the activities director there, will be doing the Ageless Grace exercises for falls prevention. And then I'm actually going to do the AARP Home Fit program, which will show you low cost, no cost things to do in your home to prevent falls. And AARP will also be supplying breakfast that morning. Again, that's 9:30 to 10:45 on Tuesday. Wednesday the 21st, from 1 to 2 p.m., we're going to have soul line dancing with the AYE team instructors, and the St. Pete firefighters are going to do the dancing with us.
There you go.
So that's going to be fun. And on Thursday the 22nd, from 10:30 to 2:30, we're having a falls prevention expo of a bunch of people that are very interested in helping you prevent falls from very different facets. In our community. Now, you don't have to be a citizen of St. Petersburg to come to the Sunshine Center, because they got a grant to produce this week from National Coalition on Aging, so anyone can attend. And this expo is going to give you a lot of information, and we also have very special guests that Linda Burhans actually introduced me to. That's Cindy and
Christina from
AE Corner.
Adaptable Equipment.
Right, and they're going to do their roadshow of showing you different things and helping caregivers help their loved ones.
And themselves.
Yeah, live more independently.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, we're having Falls Prevention Bingo. So we're very excited. And that's at 3:30 5th Street South in St. Pete, Sunshine Center.
And I'll put all the information in the show.
Okay.
Can I take a copy of that or keep this? Okay. Yeah, it's really important because there's a lot of stuff out there, and part of it is just sparking the conversation, yes?
Yeah, and so actually one of the things that with the 911 Center, what we're doing is we've started up our Fall Prevention Coalition symposiums. And so every quarter we're getting together with Falls Free Florida, the 911 Center, and the Emergency Medical System in Pinellas County, and we offer a whole program from 9 to 12, and the next one will be September 7th.
I'll be there.
At the EMS division, and again, we'll have that information on your site. We're also going to be recording that, so we'll have that available as well. And so one of the things that this particular one we're going to talk about is we've invited our top 50 users of the 911 system that are care facilities. And so we've specifically reached out to other people as well, and our local caregivers can come. But what we're doing is talking about really utilization of the 911 system, how to use it, what are our policies and procedures, and what we need from you. But at the same time, we also want to have a communication back and forth.
Yeah.
Because if you work in a facility, or you work for a company, or you have policies and procedures as well.
Yes.
What we want to do is come to a good understanding of each other's policies and procedures.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what has changed some of the directors of facilities in our county is when they come and sit with some of our dispatchers and listen to facilities and nursing staff and front desk staff call in. It's eye-opening.
I'm sure it is.
Because we have certain information we need. Because here's what happens when you call 911. So you have a call taker. You call 911. You say, someone's had a fall. We say, great. What's the address? get the address, get the information. Now, most of the time, we can tell where you are on the map, but we do need to make sure that we verify it. So we're going to ask you the address. Then we're going to say, so tell me exactly what happened. Now, I don't want your life story. Yeah. I don't know what happened last night.
I bet you get that occasionally, though.
We get big stories.
What color dress you have on.
So we've gotten stories from people that said, well, my alarm clock didn't go off, and I think it's broken. Can I return it to the store?
Goodness.
But I got up late, and I was getting up early because I knew it was going to rain. And because it started raining, and when I went out to get to the mail, I fell. So again, it's what I want to know is what happened in that situation.
What happened just now?
What just happened this fall? Either you came across someone who has fallen or has been there, or that you have just fallen or someone has fallen. So then what we do is we take that information and we code it. Now, while we are talking to you and asking you potentially up to 30 questions,
wow,
plus we give you what we call pre-arrival instructions, we'll tell you how to help that person until the emergency services get there. So then what we do is while we're asking all those questions, we've already hit a button and that call goes to our dispatcher. The dispatcher now is alerting the fire departments, toning them out, getting them out the door and to your way. So even while we're still talking to you, it doesn't mean that they're
right,
not responding.
It's moving.
And I would tell you in Pinellas County, we have a 4 minute and 25 second response
wow
time on
that's
an
huge
average. Anywhere in the
it's
county.
Huge.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so because they were strategically located, all of the fire stations, all of our emergency services, and Sunstar. So Sunstar doesn't really have a home. All of those ambulances you see, for example, if you see a Sunstar unit at a particular store every day at the same time and you go, well, I don't know what they're doing there. Well, what it is a computer program has said that during these time frames,
this is where you park,
we generally have calls at this
that's
area in this time. So they wait right
how
there.
How people can make a story.
Right.
Exactly.
They're just eating donuts over
there. Yeah.
Yes. And so
that's
and
interesting.
And again, if you see an emergency vehicle go through lights and sirens and then turn them off and you went, oh.
Yeah, you just wanted to go through the light.
You wanted to go through. And we said, no, somebody else got to the scene and said, slow down. We want to get somebody there as fast as possible. But
we don't need 10 there.
We don't want to. Well, sometimes we do, and I'll tell you why, but we don't want to endanger pedestrians and vehicles.
Right.
So
right,
if we can slow them down, that's safer for everyone.
Right.
But sometimes why do we send a fire truck, an ambulance, a command vehicle,
yeah,
a Sunstar unit? Because we may need more hands. Most EMS vehicles only have 2 people on them, paramedic, EMT, 2 paramedics. Our fire trucks may have 3 or 4 people on them.
Okay.
But if you're running a big call, if you need people to help pull someone out or lift them onto stretchers or whatever, we want to send the appropriate response for the appropriate type of call.
So that we can take care of it.
Now,
when you get to go, oh, wait, I got to wait, call a couple of my friends. I'll be here in a half hour. You know?
Exactly. And so we don't want you to over-exaggerate when you call us because we're going to give you the proper response
yes
anyway. But I also don't want you to say to us, come but don't do lights and sirens. Now, if you don't need a lights and sirens response,
then you don't need us.
Then maybe that's not the right, but we have to. Because we want to make sure that we alert
get there
everyone.
Quickly. Right.
Hey, give us a path. You know, look out for
why
us.
Why do they say that? They just don't want their neighbors to know or something?
They again, it's back to that same comment that
that's
we find,
fear,
which
yeah
is, I don't want anybody to
I'm
know.
I'm embarrassed.
Now, I have to tell you, I have fallen twice outside of my house. The first time I fell, what was the first thing I did? I looked around and said, oh, who
yes,
saw
did anybody
me
see me?
Okay.
Right.
The second time I fell, I said, okay, I don't care who sees me. Let me check. Am
yeah
I okay? Am I hurt?
Right.
You know, those are kind of the things. And both of them was when I was in a hurry. And again, so I tell people, fast is slow, and slow is fast. So take your time, which is one of the steps we talk about, is taking your time when you do things.
Yes.
Don't be running for
There's no reason a senior has to run to the front door, to the phone, to the anything.
Nothing. And that's why God made voicemail.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to run for the phone. And some of those tricks and tips that we need to acknowledge will help prevent the falls are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But when we send you the appropriate response, we will help you. We will make a determination. I would say that if you've called 911 because someone's fallen and they have a dangerous body area that they have hit, so whether it's a head, major injury, so a broken arm is not a dangerous body part, of a femur or a leg is. So those are the kind of things that we talk about. But if then, we would recommend that they go to the hospital to be assessed.
So since you do all this data stuff, most people fall in the bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm. Bathroom, kitchen area, bedroom, dark spots.
Okay.
So lighting up, one of the things that we're doing is on all of these events that we have, we're going to be handing out night lights.
Yeah, I love
that. It's one of the easiest thing you can do is put a night light in every room.
You don't even think about it. Just there and it lights up.
Exactly. And so one of the things we want to do for our citizens is make sure you get a little bit of a grab one of the night lights, put it in, and then think about the Christmas tree effect, because I have that in my house as well, because I'm not sure. I have a really long hallway with a light switch at the end.
Right.
So when I come out of my bedroom at night, it's completely dark. But then my spotlight that's on the floor, I don't even have to put it on.
Right.
I just sit it on the floor. It lights up everything.
That's what I have under my bed, because if I get up and I got a puppy now, his toys are everywhere. Even if I put them all away before I go to sleep, he'll pick up something and I'm not going to fall over a bone and break my ankle.
Or the dog. You can fall over the,
Yeah.
Or something they left behind.
So I'm never embarrassed of having those. I'm never embarrassed of having those lights or those kind of safety issues or the grab bars or anything. I think it makes me proud that I'm taking care of myself.
Exactly.
And my family laughs at me, but I know they're happy I'm doing it.
And that's why. So when they show up, when the fire department show up, the other thing I would say to you is, one of the concerns people have is they're on the floor.
Yeah.
And the door is locked. And it should be locked, right?
Yeah.
So how do you get in? Well, one of the things is if you have a push key, you can tell the 911 operator what the push key
is,
what the number is, and we can get right in the house.
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more of those these days.
Super inexpensive.
Yeah, my daughter has one now.
I put one in for that same reason, is what if I'm way in the back of the house? They can do that.
Right.
Now, if they can't, they're going to go find a spot. So they're going to find the cheapest window to break to get into your house. So maybe by having those lock key, that's a little bit better.
Yeah, because in my house, they'd have to break a sliding glass door.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's no charge for the fire department to come out. The only time in our county that you're charged is when you go in the ambulance and you go to the hospital. We do have a SunStar membership program, which is also available online to research that information. But I would say that, you know, when you need help, plan now for the various ways that you can access emergency help from your house if you're on the floor. And then also that keypad, or having that information of who has a house key that can meet the emergency responders at the front door.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that we talk about. And again, when in doubt, do call us.
Yeah.
We never want you to not call us.
Yeah.
And if you have fallen and you don't know, call us and let us check it out.
Yeah.
Let us
help you. We want you to be safe. We want you to be safe. That's because I'm sure there are people that fall and don't call and things get a little worse for them.
And we get calls from people that will say, well, you know, I just went and checked on my parents. He fell yesterday and he's now in pain. And so I want someone to come and check it out. Yeah. So again, as hard-headed as some of our parents are, and my parents can be some of the worst. My parents are like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell. Yeah. And so, and that's one of the things is we want to make sure that people after a fall look at the best things that they can do after a fall, which is go through a series of activities, and we have that available that we'll have
available. But we want to do it before the fall.
And before or after.
Both times, but let's do it before.
All of these steps. And one of them, for example, is finding a physical therapist or occupational therapist that can help you work with your gait and getting up and getting down and doing some of those things. So when you need emergency help, call 911. And if you start utilizing emergency help for activities of daily living, we got to reassess it.
Yeah.
We got to think of a better way and a better resource.
Yep.
And utilizing the equipment and the adaptive equipment that we can get for the bathrooms, the showers, all of those things, I think are so beneficial for us prior to the fall. Now, once you get released from the hospital, you know, those are things where you need to start looking at why, what, how, and preventing the next one, which is so amazing to be able to do.
Well, that's like my friends Cindy and Christina that are coming into town, adaptable equipment. They're an occupational therapist and a physical therapist.
Right.
So they would go into people's houses, and first of all, they'd see they had equipment they didn't know how to use, or it wasn't right for them, or there was simple things that could help them. And it's so very important, because we want to prevent the fall. We want to prevent the fall in any way we can.
And remember, if you fall, you have a 40% chance of taking another fall.
Yeah.
Which could be your demise.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not kidding. Falls are serious stuff. That's why we work so hard. Falls Prevention Day, Falls Prevention Week, Falls Prevention Month.
Yeah.
We do it. It's Falls Prevention Year for Lori and I.
Yeah.
It's every single day.
I say something, too, because we're here in Florida? Be careful with those darn flip-flops. Seniors shouldn't be wearing shoes that can flip off their feet. There are plenty of nice shoes you can wear today that are just slipping. You don't even have to worry about tying them or anything, but it's a shoe. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen more falls with that from anything.
Yep. One of our coalition members, Dr. Michelle Seltzer in Pinellas Park, is a podiatrist, and we asked her to put together a sheet for safe footwear. So there's a guideline for safe footwear, and I can send you that so you can post
that. I would love that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
Yes, thank you. But that's how we work together.
Right. Yes.
And that's how we find solutions, and that's how we have less people fall. And Arlene, I know you do a lot of bathroom modifications and everything. Just tell them that grab bars aren't ugly like they used to be, please.
Oh, my gosh. there are so many... I think there's a new company coming out every day. If you don't want to live in an institution, then your home shouldn't look like one. That's
right.
What we feel, you know. And there's two companies, Great Grabs, G-R-A-B-Z. They are absolutely stunning. I've had people in very high-line condos and homes say, I don't want to ruin my time.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you have to have somebody who knows what they're doing installing it.
Exactly.
Because they will ruin it otherwise.
Right.
Look
into it.
And also, Ponte Giulio is an Italian company, and they have a myriad of colors and a vinyl grab bars, which are non-slip.
Yeah.
And they're just so comfortable, and I'm telling you, it's a literal rainbow.
Yeah.
And they have some beautiful appointments. Ponte Giulio, they're offices in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and
I'll put the information
States.
In the show. Right now, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live, it's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Okay, ladies, what's the last thing you want our caregivers to hear today?
Well, in Pinellas County, you can email me at llcollins@pinellas.gov, and I can send you resources here in the county. I can deliver you resources,
perfect,
materials, handouts. I can get you the link in Pinellas County to Saving Claire that you then can watch with your family, your friends,
fabulous,
whatever. And also, if you're from out of the area, email me and I'll send you the digital copies of everything that we have available we're willing to share.
Thank you. And Arlene?
Well, NCOA, the National Coalition on Aging, is really our parent organization for all coalitions in the United States. And it's ncoa.org. They have a myriad of information for you. One thing they do have is an online falls prevention checkup. So you can get a checkup on, and just go into search and do, on. Falls risk assessment.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks so much for being with me today, ladies. Hopefully we'll prevent some falls and some calls. Tune in next week for another great show. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.